Next Sunday is, of course, the Feast of Epiphany. It's also the first Sunday of January. There will be no Mass in the St. Pius Chapel in Birmingham. The chalk will be blessed both here and in Montgomery on the next Sunday. This Friday and Saturday are first Friday and Saturdays. There will be no catechism class today or next Sunday. Hopefully, we'll resume the following Sunday. This coming Tuesday is New Year's Day. It is a holy day of obligation. The masses here only are at 6 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning. My good people, it's the end of the year once again. Let us examine our consciences. But let us ask some questions that maybe we don't ordinarily think of. In my everyday life, out in the world, when someone sees me, do they see one who portrays Christ? Do they see a Catholic who isn't afraid to be known as a Catholic? Or do they see a Pharisee who only wears the name of Catholic? When I'm out in public or in the workplace, do I speak and act and dress as a Catholic? Or do I bow to human respect and to public opinion and speak and dress and act as everyone else? Do I believe in my religion strong enough to stand up for it? Or do I slink around not wanting anybody to know I'm a Catholic? When I come to church, do I come to give praise and honor to God? Or do I come to socialize or to seek praise for myself? When I come to church, do I dress appropriately for an audience with the King of Kings? Or do I come overdressed to show off my pretty clothes? Or do I come underdressed to show off my body? When I come to church, do I come to talk to God or to talk to everybody except God? Do I come to church when I feel like it, when it suits me, when it's convenient? Am I a Catholic only when it's convenient? When I do come to church, do I make proper use of the sacraments? Do I take confession as seriously as it deserves and demands? Do I go once a year, whether I need it or not? Or do I go more often to obtain the graces and the strength I so desperately need? Or do I think myself so perfect, I don't need to go but once a year? In the confessional, do I walk in, "Hi, Father, these are my sins, that's all"? Or do we kneel down with reverence and ask the priest's blessing? And then after listing our sins, say, "I'm sorry for these and all my sins," and mean it. Do we come to confession too often and dig out a laundry list of every single move we made for the last week or the last month, whatever it is, no matter how many people are waiting in line? Do we ever think of other people when we come to church and see there's a long line in the confessional, and we only went last week, and we haven't committed any mortal sins, and maybe somebody in the line needs confession, and our going in there and wasting time might hurt that person? Do we ever think of that? When we go into confession, before we go into confession, do we properly prepare ourselves? Do we take time out to examine our consciences instead of waiting till we get into the confessional and then going, "I think I did this, maybe I did that, that's all I remember"? After the confession, do we perform our penance? Or do we just conveniently forget about it and life as usual? When we're in church, do we act with the reverence that we would act with in the presence of an earthly king? Or do we wander about, either in our mind or in fact, and don't give a care what's going on the altar, or who's in the tabernacle? Do we properly appreciate the enormous value — that's an improper word — the enormity of the sacrament of communion? When we come up to the communion rail, do we just lollygag up with our hands? This is a piece of bread, so what's the big deal? Or do we go up to the communion rail with a reverence due the King of Kings, who is about to be placed on our tongue? He's humbling himself that little to come to our tongue. Do we appreciate that? It's amazing how many Catholics are afraid to be caught with our hands folded, even in church. When we're kneeling at the communion rail, are we aware that our tongue is becoming a table, and that our hands should be out of the way, and our mouth open, and our tongue out, so the priest can easily put God on our tongue. So there's no danger of losing it or dropping it. Oh, it's just a drop toast, big deal. Ask God Himself laying on the floor if the host is dropped. After communion, do we remember that it's God we have inside of us for those few moments until the host is dissolved? Do we give Him proper reverence and love? Do we remember to thank Him for everything? When we come to the communion rail again, and we're carrying a baby, do we remember to hold the baby's hands so as not to grab the paten or knock the host out of the priest's hands? When Mass is over, do we make a rush for the door to get outside? Or do we pause a moment to say, thank you, God, for your priceless gift? And when we're outside those doors, do we instantly forget where we've just been, what we just participated in, who we have just received, whose presence we have just come from? Do we remember, or do we instantly forget, and life as usual? My good people, these are the things we need to ask ourselves and do something about, so that those around us see Christ and not the Pharisee. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.